Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, November 23rd. First, our Winter Road Report brought to you by Advanced Marine and Power Sports. They're your local Yamaha dealer in Grey Bruce, offering full service in a professional atmosphere. Highways and county roads in Grey Bruce are reported as bare and wet with partly snow-packed sections. Visibility in the region is reported as good. Governor General Mary Simon read the speech from the throne this afternoon. It's written by the Prime Minister's office and lays out the government's priorities for the new session of Parliament. The minority Trudeau Liberal government says priority number one is getting the pandemic under control and emphasizing vaccination. It also focuses on building a more resilient economy, combating climate change, advancing its childcare plan, and working towards reconciliation with Indigenous peoples. Groundhog Day will truly be different in 2022 in Wyarton. In a release, the town of South Bruce Peninsula has set out its plans for the event. One big difference is spectators will not be watching an albino groundhog make its prognostication next February. A statement from the town says its albino groundhog sadly passed away, leaving his big brown understudy in charge of making the 2022 prediction. The February 2nd event is also set to be a live in-person event next year. The town of Saugeen Shores says the Cedar Crescent Village development at Port Elgin's waterfront is set to move forward again. Yesterday, council approved an alternate plan and design concept for the development to put the project back in motion. The town says in a release, based on the approval, the commercial buildings, market, restaurant, and program spaces will be located away from the waterfront on Harbor Street after the town experienced significant delays in a permit approval process with the Conservation Authority. A Hepworth woman has won $1 million. Belle Hoggard matched all seven Encore numbers in exact order in the November 9th Lotto Max draw. Hoggard says she has been playing the lottery for 20 years. The great-grandmother plans to buy some new appliances, help restore her husband's favorite vehicle, and plan a big 50th wedding anniversary party for the summer of 2023. The winning ticket was purchased at Giant Tiger on 16th Street in Owen Sound. And an Owen Sound woman has won $75,000. 22-year-old mother of three, Tia Marshall, won the top prize with instant sleigh bell bucks. Marshall says she plans to use some of her winnings for a down payment on a house and will save the rest. The winning ticket was purchased at Central Variety on 8th Street in Owen Sound. The Salvation Army is launching its annual kettle campaign this holiday season. Community and Family Services Coordinator Alice Wannan says the campaign is the largest fundraising opportunity for the year, with a set goal of $75,000.
This year, again, we are doing gift certificates for family, so it allows them to go to their grocery store and purchase the items that they want to purchase for Christmas Day dinner.
Wannan says the kettles were first put out for the season last weekend and will be out in full force this coming weekend. She says since their first sign-up last Thursday, over 300 households have registered for Christmas help. Bruce County is renewing a five-year agreement with the Ontario Federation of Snowmobile Clubs to allow the volunteer-run organization's member clubs legal access to county lands. Bruce County's Director of Transportation Miguel Pelletier told committee members the county has existing agreements with the snowmobile clubs to allow them to use certain county trails and forests. Briefly in business news, the TSX in Toronto is up 33 points at 21,453. The Dow Jones is up 194 points. Our dollar is trading at 78.97 U.S. cents, up 23 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is 78.76, up 201 a barrel. In sports, the Tim Hortons curling trials continue in Saskatoon. Draw 8 for the men is on this afternoon with the highlight matchup pitting Brad Gushue against Brad Jacobs. Both rinks are 3-0. Draw 9 for the women's division is tonight. Team Jones will face Carrie Einerson from Manitoba this evening. In the National Hockey League, 3 games tonight, including the Edmonton Oilers at Dallas and Chicago visits Calgary. The Toronto Maple Leafs start a 3-game Western swing tomorrow in LA when they face the Kings. William Portacalis is the Huron Tractor Attack Player of the Week. He scored three times last week in his debut with the Attack after being acquired from Mississauga. Thursday, the Attack are at Barrie to meet the Colts. In the National Basketball Association, four games tonight, including the Miami Heat at Detroit to face the Pistons. Miami is third in the Eastern Conference at 11-6. Tomorrow, the Toronto Raptors continue a six-game road swing when they visit the Memphis Grizzlies. There's always more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.